Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And Truth Nation, I got to bring this up. I got to bring this up because many times when I was coming up, I was a young deacon. Like I said, I was a deacon at Bethlehem Temple Church, 222 East Center Street. And when I was a deacon, one of my duties was to help out with cleaning the church, opening the church, closing the church. And if we had guests that come in, guest speakers, you know, I had to help them get them ready, prep them, whatever they needed. I was like their valet. I was like a valet to them. So this was some of my duties as a young man. That's why I say I was way mature, like dealing with my community once I became involved with the church. That's why I always say, you know, sometimes when I talk about church, it's heartfelt. I wish that the church, my brothers and sisters in the church, was doing a lot more than what I'm seeing. But I'll tell you this. I saw something the other day that's going viral online. And I got to bring it to the show because I saw this when I was coming up. And I always thought that it was something not right about it. And I said something about it. I never thought that during offering time, they should lock the doors. You know, when people take up offering, I was the one taking up the offering. I was the one standing up there in front holding the basket. But then the pastor or somebody would come and be like, okay, don't nobody leave during offering. Like almost like trying to keep everybody in the space so they can, you know, give. So I seen this video about Marvin Sapp. And everybody who know Marvin Sapp never would have made it. And a lot of times, a lot of y'all can go further back with Marvin Sapp when he started with Commission. You know what I mean? And his solo career. I was actually somebody that had to help Marvin Sapp when he came through Milwaukee. He used to come up to our church. He used to sing. He used to call me the football player. That's what he used to call me, Marvin Sapp. He used to call me a hey football player because, you know, he would come through Milwaukee. He would come guest speak at the church, and I would always help him out. And you know, I was around him until from the moment he came into the church to the moment he exited the church. And so I know Marvin Sapp like when I was a kid. As I got older, I went my separate ways. I went off to school. I did all this other stuff. But as a kid, I was influenced by Commission, Marvin Sapp, Fred Hammond, John P. Key. You know, I was involved in all of that. We used to go down to Chicago to the Gospel Fest when they used to have that big Gospel Fest down there at Great America, just to see Marvin Sapp and Commission and everybody. But this video that's going viral right now, hey, we got to talk about it. Marvin Sapp tells ushers to close the church doors while asking the congregation to give $40,000. Let's listen.
And the cost that is involved. There's 1,000 of you. I said, close them doors. Ushers, close the doors. Close the doors. Close the doors. We all gonna leave together? Y'all ain't going no place but to the restaurant.
Oh, wow.
Bruh.
There's 1,000 of you tonight, and those that are watching, it's 1,000 that's watching online.
And we're watching on Truth Nation.
This is a small seed. If I get 1,000 online to give this, if I get 1,000 in the sanctuary to give this, that's $40,000 tonight. I'm challenging each of you all down here to give a $20 seed. I just think $20 is a lot of money. $20, believe it or not, when my late wife Melinda P. Sapp was alive, was a good date. I could take her to the movies, buy a box of popcorn, get one soda, two straws. I wasn't cheap, that's swag. I was looking in her eyes, she's looking in mine. Can't do that no more. Now everyone up here, we've all sowed and seeded, but I need everyone standing up here with us, with me, to plant a seed of $100. Because again, it costs to sit up here. I got you. Let's see. So put your 20 away, preachers.
Oh wow.
That 20 wasn't for you. And this is what I need you to do. If you're giving electronically, or even if you're giving tangibly, I'm gonna have y'all come to the altar and give it, because I need to see 1,000 people moving.
Oh wow.
Bring them baskets. I want the baskets up here. I want to see the folk. Y'all start moving.
Hey.
Y'all can bring it right now. Come. Even if you
all right. Hey. All right. I'll say this. I remember when we was in church and we used to go sing in a choir, and the preacher would raise offering. You can always tell when offering time, because they always get the organ playing soft. They used to play the organ, and the organ would come on real slow, and then they would get you, you know, in the mood to give, and be right before the, you know, sometimes they take two, right before the speaker and then right after the speaker. So it was depending on what you believe in or what denomination you was in. It was like, two different offerings. One regular church offering, then one for the person that spoke, depending on what kind of church you went to. But I'll say this. I used to see this and feel some type of way, because I never thought that they shouldn't put a price on giving. Like they should just say give freely, you know, whatever you feel like God put on your heart. I was with that. But then when they start saying the amount, and many times as a young deacon, I didn't have no real job. And sometimes I felt like, dang, I can't be in the $500 line. I couldn't be in the $100 line. You know, I couldn't, it was some times where I couldn't even be in the $50 line. And so that means I can't even get that blessing. So as a young person coming up, I was confused, because I read in a story where the Bible said that the woman that gave the most gave one widow's mite, because that was all she had. The story, if y'all reading the Bible, you know the widow that gave the one widow's mite, and she was blessed more than everybody else. But we see this a lot when it comes to offering, at least in the black church, you know, where they set the price. Or they say, give this amount, and I need these many people to get this amount. And many times we don't even know where the money even going. Y'all talk about wasteful spending. We don't even know. Sometimes we don't even know where the money went. I don't believe that pastors should be setting the amount. So when you set the amount and you don't have it, for those that don't have it, what do that mean? And then I was at a point where when I was in church, and I'm standing there holding the basket, and I only probably had like 10 bucks in my pocket, but I gave all I had. But I'll tell you this, I saw where they had the $50 line. If you got $50, stand in this line. If you got $100, stand in this line. Then it went from, I don't know how it jumped from $100 to $500. It jumped. So they said $500, stand in this line if you got the check. So I'm looking at this and I'm looking like, okay, what about the folks that don't have that, so they don't get blessed today? I'm talking about, this is my understanding when I'm standing there watching it as a young person, you know. So if you can't give that, You know, if you came in here broke, so do you have to pay for the blessing? Hey, that's all I'm saying. So as I grew older and I started understanding, you know, developing my logic and knowledge and understanding of this world of life, of religion, when I see these things, it makes me think back to when I was a young deacon and how I felt that that wasn't right, because then that means God is only going to bless those that have the money to give. Then if you give $50 and that's all you had, and somebody gave $500, do the $500 person get a bigger blessing? I don't know. I want to know, should churches set the price? This is my question of the day. Should a church set the price for offering? Like, should they tell you the amount? Should they say, everybody in here give $50? You know, should they set the price of the giving? Maybe that's the question. I want to know. And if they did set the price and you paid it, did you get blessed? If you one of those people that was standing in line and they told you to pay, to give all you got in your pocket, and you gave, hey, there might be some testimonies out here. I'm finna throw it up there to Truth Nation. If you think that the person raising the offering should set the price of what you should give, I want to know. 833-212-1017. Talk to text. 833-212-1017. Should churches set the price for offering? I mean, I thought 10%. I mean, because they say you got to give the 10%. Okay. 10%. And a lot of people was arguing, was that from the gross or the net? That was a conversation when I was having, when I was younger, they always used to say you're supposed to give it from the gross, 10%. You know. But I thought that the tithes was 10% and the offering was whatever God put on your heart to give. I don't know. 833-212-1017. Should churches set the price at the offering? That's what I'm talking about today. Because I need to know, because we already seen it. 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. Minister Kevin, you on the Tory Lowe show. How you doing, Minister
Kevin? Hey, Tory.
Blessings, brother.
I am blessed, man. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm feeling blessed. Maybe I didn't put the right amount in the offering basket. That's why I ain't got no blessings.
I don't even know what that is right about.
I'm just saying. They said if you got this amount, you gonna get, you know, God working with you. If you don't, hey, come back next time.
I don't even like you said the price. What's the price? Ain't no price because you ain't buying nothing.
Well,
price means you buying something. You ain't buying nothing.
I don't know. I guess you purchasing the blessing.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Sale?
I'm asking you. You the minister. Make it make sense. What's going on?
I would suggest that you wait till Black Friday. Get them like half price or something.
Hey, I never would have made it.
Get your discount blessings, bro.
I didn't see church, and the man said, give a car note blessing. Whatever car you want,
get
a car note blessing.
Right.
Well, if I'm giving you the car note,
hold on, wait a minute.
If I'm giving you the car note blessing, how am I going to pay my car note?
They should call it give it a con job blessing.
I'm just saying. I'm asking the question. Hey.
Well, that's what it is. It's a con job, man. Now, you know. So we done grew up in church, man. I see them lies, too. Never once have I gotten them lies. Because hey, none of your business what kind of offering I'm giving. None of your business. I ain't getting no line to show I'm in a $100 line, a $20 line. Whatever I'm giving is my business, and you ain't got no price to put on it. Y'all need to quit playing with God stealing money, because they always talking that Malachi 3:8, will a man rob God? Yes, the tithes and offering. But then you lying because you ain't going back to chapter, that's in chapter 3. Chapter 2 tells you in verse 1 that it said, now unto you priests. They're talking to the priests. The priests are the ones that's stealing the money. It ain't the ones who ain't paying tithes and offering. It's them. They were stealing to build their house instead of the house of God. So I ain't never heard nobody preach that right.
Mm.
Never. If you go back to Malachi chapter 2, verse 1, they talking to the priests. They're not talking to people who pay a tithes and offering. They were stealing it, and they were cursed with a curse.
Mm. Prosperity preach. Ow. You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good. Thanks for taking the call. It's a quick point. I mean, obviously in the Bible it does make multiple references to tithes and offering. The only thing that's required is, you know, and that's really between us and God, what we pay tithes, but the church, as far as offerings go, like that's at the member's discretion. You know, so if somebody's, you know, requiring people to pay, you know, X amount of money for offering or whatever, no, that's not right.
Right. I mean, you're supposed to give from the heart. You're supposed to give, you know, from the heart, from the love, whatever that is. Markita, you're on the new 101.7
yes,
The Truth. How you doing, Markita?
Thanks for having me. I just turned 40 on Tuesday. I am absolutely blessed by the best. I want to say something, though. We could leave our tithes at home, because guess what? Between us and God, he already know what's going on. I want to say that first and foremost. I could leave it in my Bible or my mantle if I wanted to.
Mm.
Number two, we talking about Marvin Sapp. Is that who we talking about?
Yeah, he made the ideal of right. giving 20. He wanted to raise 40,000.
Oh, he wanted to raise 40,000 instead of actually fundraising. Because guess what? Like you said, why are we raising 40,000? That's number one. Number two, you lock the door. So then you got people in a facility against their will. We got kidnapping
right.
charges and some more.
That's
like, come on now. We got strong arm robbery. You put fear in these people.
Oh, wow. Hey. Thomas, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. How you doing, Thomas?
All right. So, what you were saying that they have to be sincere. It's like you don't give your last, you give your best.
Right.
That's two different things. You
right.
give your best, and you do it with a...
sincere heart.
A sincere heart. But tithes and stuff just don't mean financially.
Mm-hmm.
That can be with prayer. That can be with time. That can be with talent and praise.
Right. I agree.
So, you know, if... because normally it's like when you pay tithes and stuff like that, and it's really for if I'm working and then I get sick and I can't work anymore, and then I have to go to the church, so I'm out of work or I didn't got sick in the hospital. And so that's what the tithes and stuff, they say bring it to the storehouse. And if I need some help because I'm not working and stuff until I get back on my feet, and by me paying that tithes and stuff like that, that's what that money is for, to kind of help out in situations like that. You know, other than that, most churches or some, not all churches, what happens is they get over their head because they be wanting a nice big church built. They want a daycare. They want a basketball court. It ain't nothing like that in the Bible. Somebody, no daycare, no basketball court. and all of this stuff, and now they in a pinch trying to get this mortgage paid every month. So they start going through all these different tactics to try to raise money to pay that mortgage.
Oh, wow. Hey, look, we got some smoke on the lines, Truth Nation. When we come back, we got smoke on the lines. Should churches set the cost for giving and lock the door? Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Truth Nation, it's time to tap in. Them lines got that smoke. Call now at 833-212-1017 so we can put you in rotation. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
How many of y'all are looking for a blessing? Offering time, y'all. All right, so I want you to come on and get with me. Here we go. Get ready. Woo! Say, wow!
Wow!
Glory!
Glory!
When it's offering time.
It's offering time.
When it's offering time.
It's offering time.
Say, wow!
Wow!
Glory!
Glory!
When it's offering time.
It's offering time.
When it's offering time.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. We talking about, is there a price? Should they set a price? Should they set a cost for you to pay at offering time? Hey, and on top of that, I didn't even mention this in the question. They locked the door. They locked the door. And I'm talking about Marvin Sapp, this recent clip that went viral. But I seen that back in the day, they was talking about locking the door. But back then, they tried to make it seem like people would come in and rob the church at offering time. Because, you know, people would leave. And so instead of saying what Marvin Sapp said on this video, they would say, hey, when offering time comes, don't nobody leave out because somebody could come in the church and rob it. That's what I heard with my own ears. But we all heard our little this and that. Mark in the chat says, Jesus told the young rich ruler, see all that he has and give to the poor, then follow him because he knows people who do not give have a hardened heart. We got Judy on the lines. Judy, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
Hello.
How you doing, Judy?
I don't know if this was... I'm doing good. I'm taking this as this was a serious question, so
right.
I could be wrong.
No, it's a serious question. Should somebody set a cost that offer? This happens all the time.
Okay.
I've seen it.
So first, let's just get past tithe, because this shouldn't even be in this conversation.
But we talk about
that's
offering.
Totally different. Right. So tithes are, without a doubt, 10% of your gross
right.
money, period. Now, let's start with offering. There could be times, I don't think it's normal, but there could be times when a specific dollar amount is needed. The church needs it for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Furnace went out. Air went out. Blah,
building
blah, blah.
Fund.
And they said it cost $40,000. Right. Building fund. And we're short in our building fund. We need you, you know, church, to give to get that amount in there. And
do you lock
serious,
the door?
Because if you want,
do you tell the ushers to lock the door?
I don't understand the thing about the locked door.
Okay.
That is, I'd have read why he locked the door. Was he saying because in the past when he did this, get out and leave?
He just he said all y'all gonna do is go get something to eat anyway.
Right. So in other words, he was saying, I want you to be accountable here. To that, if we don't raise this money, then all of us in here are responsible because we walked away from
but,
the issue.
Well, what I'm saying is, was he never stated why he was raising the $40,000, because that's not even
right.
So, I mean, at least state, hey, look, we got this furnace, we got this building fund. Like, before you start setting a price for something, wouldn't it be nice to let people know what's going on?
I agree with that. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep, you're right. Yeah, I agree with that. All right.
Hey, I appreciate you for tapping in. Rhonda, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
But, Tori, first of all, I wouldn't. No, it's not right to say give this, give that.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, no, you shouldn't be knocking on doors on people in the church. Because how I feel now, the preachers, if they were doing right, they would go out here on the highways and byways and they preach because people in the church don't need it, running because they're all supposed to be saved anyway. Now, going back to the giving, I got to piggyback on what you said as far as giving from the heart. Because the Bible says 10%.
But the tithes.
That's the law of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Now we live in the gospel. So that's back then in the law.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Right?
Right.
So that's how I thought about that. So you give what you can give from your heart. And to me, if you go to the pastor and say, you give him a drink of water, you give him the best thing you can give anyway. You give him a bite to eat, you give him the best thing you can give him. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what the word is. You give the thirst, you give them a drink. They're hungry, you give them food. They're homeless, you give them shelter. So, but I guarantee you, you give them all that money, they're not going to give shelter, water, or food.
Mm. Hey. Look, I'll tell you this, you know, if it's for a cause, like Judy said, you know, if it's for the cause for the people and y'all, and you gotta make that known. Where's no confusion. This is for the building fund. And if y'all want to give to the building fund, this is what y'all need to do, X, Y, and Z. You just don't come out, y'all can't go nowhere. Lock the door. Usher, lock the door. Y'all ain't going nowhere but the Golden Corral.
Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel. That's it. You know, no. This ain't the way to, you know, to do that. That, like Corey said, that's pimping the preach. Larry, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
What's going on? How you doing?
Blessings, Brother Larry.
All right. I've not going to say, you know, I know a whole lot about the black church. I am black, but my mother is a Jehovah's Witness.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up in the hall. And never once have I seen a collection plate passed around the hall. But to say that the door should be locked while it's time to give, it's like you're almost trying to force people to give. People, it should be an option, you know, if you can.
Right.
'Cause some, you know, some people can't. And I don't even understand. I never understood this. I got my own relationship with the Lord or God, Jehovah, whatever you want to call him. How this man get my blessings? I don't understand that. What he do to get my blessings? And why I got to come to him to get with mine? I don't understand that.
Mm. If you don't bless him, you can't get your blessings at home.
Yeah, well, not just at home, you know, and me doing
just
life,
in life.
Me doing what I'm supposed to do. Yeah, in life. So, how do you, who gave you the power to hold all the blessings? And now I got to come give you a blessing to get my blessing.
Hey, sound like game to me. It sounds like game. I'm gonna be straight with you. It sounds like game. Like God in the you know, it's monetary. You know, I guess it's prosperity. I guess that's that prosperity idea that they threw out there. But look, we got some smoke on the lines, Truth Nation. We got to run the break. We got to pay some bills. But when we come back, we're gonna try to get to everybody on the lines. We got some chat. We got some talk to text. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Truth Nation, it's time to tap in. Them lines got that smoke. Call now at 833-212-1017 so we can put you in rotation. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven of Truth, Tory Lowe Show. I'll tell you this. We got a lot of people chiming in to the conversation today. Should during offering time, should the church or the person that's taking up the offering, should they set the price? Should they set how much you should give? Now, a lot of people trying to get into the tithes idea. I'm not talking about the tithes because that's a whole different thing. I'm talking about the offering. And when you talk about the offering, I was always led to believe that you try to do what God put on your heart or what you feel that's generous within your heart, you know, from deep down and what you feel, you know, that's how it's kind of measured. You know what I'm saying? So we have this situation where the doors was locked. They told the ushers to lock the door. And I have experienced this when I was a young deacon in church. I've experienced them trying to lock the door, you know, to make sure that people don't put up that one finger. You know how y'all want it when y'all want to leave. I don't know where the one finger came from, but if people put up that one finger and walk out, you know, do an offering to try to leave. Hey, I'm a witness to some of this behavior. But at the time I felt in my spirit that when it was happening, I was like, oh, this don't feel right. This don't feel right. Well, we're going to head to the lines. T, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Well, I appreciate this call. Even this conversation, it just shows how little black people know about the black churches in our community. We have one on every corner.
Oh.
One on every corner.
Right.
Shows how little we know about it.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of paying tithes, it only applies to those are members. Like you, a member mm-hmm. of any fraternity, any group.
Like I got you a membership at the gym, and I got to pay every month.
Yeah, you pay. That's what ties, and it goes. It only applies to your earnings.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you earn. You bring in. You know the lady that walks around with the white glove. She picks it up and she takes it to it. They know what you make. The purpose for that, because obviously you all don't understand the church business. You may have attended the church, but you didn't understand the business behind the church.
Mm-hmm.
You work at the radio station, but you may not understand.
No, I was a deacon. I know everything about the church. I used to do it. Don't assume.
Then you understand that the elder takes all of y'all's paperwork to the bank.
Right.
To get a loan, because remember the church doesn't pay taxes, so it takes all that.
I just said that we wasn't talking about the tithes.
These are all the people.
Hold on, nobody was talking about
tithes. These are all the people that paid me.
We talking about
offering.
This is
how I'm trying to build my church. Now the offering.
Hold on, we're talking about. Hold on, nobody ain't talking about tithes. We talking about the offering.
You started the conversation.
If you rewind the tape, I said we're not talking about the tithes. I said that the tithes was the conversation. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Listen to me. Let me straighten you out right quick. We talk about the offering.
When you go to the club, you don't give them what you want. You pay what's at the door. And then you go and enjoy yourself, get your drink, dance to the music. When you go into the church, you enjoy the heat, the air, the music, the speeches, all of it. You enjoy it for hours at a time. But you don't leave no money at the door. So you're saying
yes, they should set a price for offering.
No, I'm saying if you can't figure it out, maybe they should. If you have a problem with
okay,
it, obviously,
I'm just listening.
If obviously y'all don't understand, this is a non-taxable business. That it is a business. The church is a business. That's why it is one on every corner.
I agree. A church is a business. It's no different than the YMCA.
If you don't understand it. But I don't want you to make a mockery of it because the church is behind
nobody's making a mockery. Hold on, bro. You got to calm down. Emotional intelligence is needed right now with this conversation. We've been talking about self-care.
Joking.
Hold on. We've been talking about self-care all month. Okay. What I'm saying is when it comes to offering, this is what we're talking about. Tithes is a part of giving too, and that is on to the principle of if that's your church and what they do with the tithes and your income or whatever that is. I'm talking about offering, okay?
If you go into a place that you don't frequent, if you were frequenting that church on a regular basis, they would ask you to be a member of that church. Mm-hmm. But if you just come so often, why not leave something on the table? If you come to right. my house, bring a bottle of wine, bring something. And if I got to tell you how to dress, if I got to tell you what to bring, maybe I might have to bring that up.
Okay, hold on. You said so. Is that so? Even if you're not a member, I say give from the heart, you know. But you don't lock the door. Go right
I'm
ahead. Explain
Coast.
That. Explain
I don't
that.
Like. I don't like sitting with my back to the door.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's cool to lock the door because I don't like sitting. So now I got to make sure everybody, I got to trust you to watch my back. Mm. So maybe you should lock that door.
For
behind
doing
me.
Offering?
At any time.
No, I'm talking about specifically doing offering. This was.
I mean, that might have been when you paid attention. That's why. That might have been when you were trying to creep out when you realized the door was locked.
No. Did you hear the video? Did you hear the audio that we played?
I heard it.
Okay.
I heard it. But some things you might be taking it to another level and trying to push it and making it seem like, see, that's what we got to watch.
I don't know what level we're taking it to.
We got to watch
emotional
what we say.
Intelligence has to be in play here. That's all I'm saying. Don't make up something that ain't there. We talking about, we analyzing with the locking the doors. He said exactly. That's why I told you, DJ Brothers, he played that part because when he locked the door, he told the usher to lock the door because they weren't going to do but go somewhere and get something to eat anyway. So that explains there was no logic we didn't have to think about to why the door was locked.
Understand the cost that is involved. There's 1,000 of you. I said, close them doors.
See, listen.
Ushers, close the doors. Close the doors. Close the doors. We all gonna leave together. Y'all ain't going no place but to the restaurant.
Okay. It's no rocket science here. Who we got there, DJ Brother Z?
Oh, we got Shell.
Shell, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
I'm here. Thank you, guys. First and foremost, threaten me with a good time, okay? Let's talk about the tone here. Let's talk about his lack of telling us what his $40,000 need was. When the ushers didn't close and lock the doors, I said close the doors. Mm-hmm. Close the doors.
Right.
Let's talk about the condescendingness here, okay? Come on now. The last caller who was just here on the line, when I tell you the need for emotional intelligence was so bad, I was cringing, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was all over the place, not even getting the point. We weren't even talking about the tithes. As you said, guess what? That's law. That's written. That's to the members. They fill out those envelopes, and they tithe all the time.
Right.
But at the same time, Marvin Sapp, I don't know, like, look, black people did a thing to the Truth Nation today, him, Sexy Red, and your last caller. Like, they just got me all upset today. Because at the same time, what is your $40,000 need for? Y'all ain't going to do nothing but go to the restaurant. The disrespect, okay? The lack of sensitivity to the people who, guess what? They may have wanted to contribute to his $40,000.
Right.
They may have needed to know what for, and then you made them feel extra cheap, extra broken in their spirits and their pockets by even treating them like that. Not only that, guess what? Marvin Sapp don't need nothing. His mega church don't need nothing, okay? Don't need nothing. So I would have felt more legit with an actual fundraise because at this point, and then not only that, guess what? How do you know that you got the $40,000 before you unlock the doors and let these people go? Do you mean to tell me you went back, you counted what you had, or how did that go? You know what I mean? It's a stack of things on the audio in which Marvin Sapp criminally, legally, morally, and some more stuff was absolutely bogus about. Now, me, I praise at home. I got an absolute personal relationship with God. I've had a Holy Spirit moment. And when I tell you I was in Walmart, when the Holy Spirit came to me, okay?
Mm.
How I communicate, and that's how it is, okay? I'm sick of people playing God, right? See, those people right there, they play. Playing God, giveth and taketh away, and things of that nature.
Oh, wow.
And when you supposed to be taking the word and issuing it to your people, sometimes how they need to hear it, or spreading the word. I don't even see these people in the community. What do he do for us? What does he do for his mega church? And we need 40,000 for or a mother wants or needs a, you know, a health, you know, an adaptive equipment, may need a wheelchair ramp, or, you know, there's a business we want to expand on and get out here within this community. They probably don't even hold food pantries.
Oh, wow. You know, I'll say this, you know, this is why I say this is going viral, because we all have experienced certain things to this level or to this degree of giving in the church. And if there's something that we all have contributed in, is given to the churches in our community, you know, especially, you know, when we talk about trying to build or come together and things like that. But I think now in 2025, people are questioning some of the things, because we look at our neighborhoods, we look at who's giving and who's not and who's doing what. And I think a lot of people are raising eyebrows to certain things, especially when it comes to giving. Hey, we're going to talk about it. We're going to continue the conversation. We got people on the lines. We got people in the chat. And we got people on the talk, the text. We're going to try to get to it all when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
I ain't Kim Dog, he ain't even trying. Still a bet my last room dice in the hood. Take who chain off, not good. Probably in some fast with a Glock in the hood. Course that takes spell and walk on the wood. First turn from the hood, they curious.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Should churches set a price for offering? That's what we're talking about today. This is a social media thing that went viral with Marvin Sapp. Actually, Marvin Sapp have responded online. He talks about the situation and particularly the shutting of the doors. He said, some have taken issue with a particular moment when I instructed the ushers to firmly to close the doors during the offering. To those unfamiliar with the church context or who may not regularly attend worship gatherings, this has been misinterpreted as holding people hostage as well as offensive. That was never my intent. We got Diane on the line. Diane, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Well, my question is, why do they have time machine, two time machines in the church? You give your offering, and, you know, they ask for a 20 line, 100 line, a 50 line, all kind of line, a change line.
Hey, I talked about that.
Why do they have time machine, two of them, in the basement?
What church is this?
You know, you want me to say?
Marvin Sapp Church, or what's going on? Some churches got ATMs in it. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. And if you don't have the money, you can go to either the time machine in the hallway or the one in the basement.
So you personally seen the time machine?
Oh, yeah. Go over there on Good Hope. Yeah, he got a time machine.
One upstairs and one downstairs.
One downstairs and one out in the hallway.
Oh, wow. How do you feel about that?
That's why I don't like it. But I go, but I don't like it.
It make you feel weird.
Yeah, it make you feel some type of way.
Hey, I tell you, like I said, I can understand the sentiments, Diane. It do make you feel like, is this a business? Is this, you know, what is this about? I don't, you know, and I'll say this, and churches need funding, you know, when you go into a building and things. I have raised money to build churches, my church, the church I went to. You know, I gave Sunday school, morning service, evening service, paid tithes. So you talk, don't assume that I don't know what's happening then. Okay, I'm talking about when they come in, set the price for the offering and all of this extra, you know. That's what I'm talking about. We're going to head to the lines. Pat, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, Tori.
How you doing, Queen?
I'm doing good, King. First of all, I just want to know what is wrong with black people. I'm so sick of us doing the same thing and expecting different results. It just get on my nerves. Like, the church has been in our community, several churches. On every corner, there's a church. But I don't see none of the churches coming and gathering together to stop crime or clean up the neighborhood or give away food or nothing like that. But we still give to the church. And then to be in a place where somebody actually will lock the doors on you and tell you what you're supposed to give, what he's expecting, I would have been throwing elbows, fists, feet, everything, because they would have let me up out that church. And also, I want to know, you know, if we want to boycott Target, a place where we can go and purchase things that we need, but we get absolutely nothing from the church, and I don't hear nobody saying boycott they butt. Mm. You know what I'm saying? This is ridiculous that we keep doing the same thing, voting Democrat, same thing. We get the same results. We get trash. You know, we get spit in our face. It's ridiculous, y'all, and I don't get it. And the only thing the church want to do is tell you it's your civic duty to vote so they can, you know, get you to vote a certain type of way. But I don't understand what's wrong. My question ain't what's wrong with the church. My question is what's wrong with black folks that we keep getting had, we keep getting taken, we keep getting bamboozled. It don't make no sense to me. And I go to church, but I give whatever I feel like giving. I don't care if the pastor asks for a dollar. If I don't want to give it, I'm not giving. So I don't understand. But if I was at whoever this man named church and they closed the door on me, I would have came up out of there and I would have called the police for him kidnapping me.
Hey, I appreciate you for tapping in. Hey, look, let me tell you something. We all live in our communities. We all see what's happening in. We all feel a certain type of way when certain things happen. We do. That's why we're talking about it. That's why we're having this conversation, because it's going viral right now. And I know I personally had to change Marvin Sapp's robe when I was coming up to church, because that's what I did. It took a suitcase, carried a suitcase, all of that. When I was a young deacon. Hey, look, we got some chat. We got some talk to text. We got smoke on the lines, Truth Nation. We're going to try to get to everybody today. Hold on. When we come back, we'll have more discussion. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.